And I think I'm ready. When you are.
I am ready too.
I have only half a glass of Diet Coke, and by half a glass, I mean half a plastic cup.
Do you need to go and get a refill before we start?
No, I'll just interrupt the podcast and holler at my daughter to go refill it or something.
Okay. Which one? Zoe? Is she good with the Diet Coke?
She spilled the first few times, but, you know, we're training her early.
Now she's like the little R2-D2 in Return of the Jedi. She's serving drinks.
Oh, that'd be so funny. She'd be able to fly.
She just comes.
She'd be able to fly over the gates that we put up.
And she just comes in carrying a tray on her head. And then when, say, a bounty hunter comes through your door, you just go, Zoe! And she just pulls a little lightsaber out of her pocket and throws it at you.
Just something exactly like that.
From beyond any known galaxy, bringing with them the laws and ideals of their doomed planet, Thundera, come...
Thundercats, ho.
Ahoy, me hearties. I welcome ye to the 48th episode of the good ship Thundercat. This be the podcast for friend feeders, with friend feeders, and by ye friend feeders. I be Captain Johnny Thunder from Brisbane, Australia.
Yarr, and I be Josh Haley from the Netherlands of Humble, Texas.
And we be the Thundercats. Arr.
Arr.
Actually, that's the first time I said Humble. I always say Houston.
That's all right.
But hey.
That'd be fine, sir.
Close enough. Actually, more accurate. Now everyone's going to stalk me. Great. Lovely. Actually, it's no news.
Ahoy, sir.
Ahoy there.
How your week be?
My week be nigh upon completion.
Let's use big words. Yarr.
Yes, yarr. I suggest we be slipping in and out of the piratey talk all day, for this could get confusing, and we shall lose viewers quicker than a scurvy dog.
Arr. The square root of the two shorter sides of a right triangle be equal to the hypotenuse times the A and the B and the C squared, yarr.
Excuse me, my good shipmate. I think the one you're fighting for is the circumference of a circle is 2 pi r.
2 pi r.
E equals mc squared r.
And if you don't know, today, well, at least for me, is International Talk Like a Pirate Day. Ahar.
Woohoo! September 19th.
And it be such a important day for me, I be staying up till midnight to make a first post at 12 o'clock and 5 seconds. R.
R.
I be going for the Friend Feed Pirate Ambassador.
What comes after Q in your alphabet?
R. I be having a shirt that my lovely wench of a wife bought me that is the pirate alphabet. It has all the books, and then R is just a really big, thick book. Strap yourself in, kids. It's gonna be a long day.
So what's the pirate equivalent of "That's what she said"?
That's what the wench said? No. That be what she said. R.
Okay. I'll try to remember that. See if I can squeeze that in.
That's a what she said.
That'll just practice. There you go.
So yes, let's suspend talk for a few seconds so we can actually communicate in a language everyone can understand.
Yarr. So bring your biscuits and your brass monkeys.
I'm sorry.
What is a brass monkey? How does one obtain a brass monkey?
It's a funky monkey.
A funky monkey? So it's a monkey that sort of sings disco tunes? Does the monkey be wearing flares?
Technically, I think a brass monkey just holds balls.
That's what she said.
It holds shot for cannons.
I think we be having our moment of win. Brass monkeys, it basically just holds balls.
Compare it to a sock, you will.
Oh, I've had my silly pills.
And I'm down to a 1/5 worth of Diet Coke left. That's not good. But I guess that means it's inside me. That's what she said. And I'm ready to go now.
We, if anyone be playing the Thundercats drinking game, she be pissed in 10 minutes.
Yeah, we're basically weeding everybody out, aren't we? Only true insane fans would be still listening to us at this point.
Would they be hardcore?
How many puns can you think of with the letter R? Repeated.
R.
Do we have any stories?
R, yes.
Did I ask you about your week? I didn't ask you about your week. How's your week?
Well, me week be good, sir, because I received a package via the Southern Seas from a man, a good captain. Okay, screw that. I got your care package this week, sir.
It's just like Princess Bride. The pit of despair. The pit of despair. Don't even think of trying to get out.
Death! I know this ain't be party, but my favorite thing is death awaits you with big, sharp, pointy teeth. That's completely different.
Yes, and I got your care package too as well. Thank you very much. That was unexpected and well received. We got tons of stuff. We got a cricket set. We got these Aussie thong key rings. We got Australian pens. We got the Australian flag. We got a bunch of stickers. We got a boomerang. And then you sent me an awesome league shirt, I guess, for the Brisbane Roar.
Yes, it'd be the Brisbane Roar. They play soccer.
That looks like an expensive official shirt, dude. Are you sure that's cool?
Nothing too good for my man, sir.
Well, I appreciate it. It is very orange, and I shall wear it with pride.
Yes, because it was a very special gift for someone's birthday.
Yarr.
Coming up very soon.
Perhaps it is.
Who would that be, sir?
I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about.
3 points for anyone who guesses that.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yar.
You reached the voicemail.
And I believe I also sent you some yummy pirate treats. Dude,
Vegemite? What the hell? I mean, first of all, thank you. Because I always wanted to try it. And second of all, screw you for trying to kill us all. Because, I mean, even today, the kids were, like, being all adventurous. It's like, hey, man, let's try some Vegemite. You know, because they kind of sort of had, like, a tiny little taste before. But so they full-on tried it again today. And Zach actually vomited. He threw up. He literally threw up. he let it get to him, I guess. It was,
I saw that post when I woke up. And I've clicked on the first photo and I've gone, oh no.
Oh no. They put way too much.
Because I was on the iPhone, and of course when you're on the iPhone,
it only shows the first one. Yeah.
Yeah. So I've clicked on it. And I've gone, oh crap. That's not good.
Well, the freaking thing doesn't have instructions, man. I mean, it's like sending poi to somebody, you know, and well, what do I do? It's like this bag of gray goop, you know. am I supposed to just, you know? Well, actually, they probably would be okay because you're supposed to just eat it as is. But
then I clicked on the little arrow to open the thing, and I've saw the photo of Trish, and I've gone, oh no. But it's funny. I actually showed I showed that to about 8 or 9 people, and I showed them the first photo, and everyone said, oh no, that's way too much. Everyone in Australia has gone, oh no, that's way too much. So it's supposed to be just like it's on toast and a good spread of butter and a little scraping of Vegemite over the top. it's very much like chili sauce on something. You don't sort of like pour it on. It's like just to give you a little bit of heat.
I don't know how to describe it. It assaulted my senses.
Mm. Well, it's like nothing you've ever tasted before. It's really salty and really like, jah. But they actually used to drink it. Well, they used to mix it with hot water, and kids used to drink that.
What?
Yeah. So you water it down, and it's sort of like a flavored drink.
Mom, can I have some Vegemite juice? Sure, Dad. Okay, thanks.
Will this be back in the war where you didn't have much to drink? They did not have the Diet Coke yet. Arr. They did not have the natural sweeteners.
Wow. So the day after, I took an animal cracker and I put a little Vegemite on it, very thin, you know, rub on there, and ate it. And I did not spit it out. I could eat it, and I was like, okay. Would you agree that it's a very salty flavor?
Very much so, yes.
Okay, so definitely a lot of salt. And then there's this other thing, I can't quite figure it out. It's some like a combination of licorice that's been like the black licorice flavor that's been left out on the back porch in the sun for maybe a week versus the kind of like when you smell beer in an alley.
Well, you know what Vegemite's made out of?
It said yeast extract.
It's the it's actually the brewer's yeast, you know, when they make beer. So the leftover stuff after they brew the beer and it forms a thick sludge down the bottom, that's how they make Vegemite. It's brewer's yeast from when they make beer.
Okay.
So that's why it has a little bit of a stale beer consistency. It's beer waste. As Bill's pointed out in the chat room.
Why didn't they just say so? They just call it beer waste and be done.
Because we're happy little Vegemites as bright can be. We all enjoy our Vegemite for breakfast, lunch, and tea. Our mamas say growing up something, because we love our Vegemite. We all adore our Vegemite. He puts a rose on every cheek. It's actually a kid's spread. So if you can say, hey, kid. Spread some beer yeast on your toast in the morning. Yeah, the mums aren't going to buy that.
Hmm.
Well, some mums aren't going to buy that. But what we do is also too is with crackers. We I don't know what you guys call them, saltines, but it's like the biscuit and it's got the holes in it, like the cracker with the holes, like sandwich crackers.
Yeah.
So you spread Vegemite in the middle of it, and you push two, and you get one either side like a sandwich, and when you push it, little Vegemite worms come up through the holes and go, "Ur." No? And one of George's favorite things is tiny, tiny sandwiches, where you get two pieces of bread, put a thin layer of Vegemite in, squash it, and then I cut it up into about, hang on, was it? So it's 8 across by 8. 64 little sandwiches, so.
Oh, by the way, what goes into a Vegemite sandwich? You know, I mean, I've always liked that song. You know,
Vegemite, butter, and bread.
Oh, so, okay. But not toasted?
No.
Okay.
No, just bread. Sandwich, yeah.
So, not open-faced sandwich, but like two pieces of bread?
Yeah, two pieces of bread, yeah.
Do you put butter on both sides?
Yes.
Do you put Vegemite on both sides?
No, only one side.
Okay, because that would keep it nice and thin.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so
yeah,
I should be diluting the Vegemite quite a bit more than I've ever tried so far.
It's very much a scraping. It's not even supposed to form a layer. It's sort of like you literally just get probably, oh, I don't know, like two or three pea size bits of Vegemite on the end of the knife and just scrape it across.
Okay.
Actually, a good thing to try is do you like strong cheese?
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
we call it string cheese, but that's just one letter difference. No big deal.
String tree. So it's got like a very pungent flavor, like it's melty and beautiful.
No, it's so mozzarella cheese. It just happens to be made in a way that you can pull it like string.
Okay, mozzarella. So what you do is you get a piece of toast, spread some Vegemite on it, and then lay some cheese on the top and put it on the griller, and you make a Vegemite cheese toasty. Oh, yum.
Hmm.
And the cheese sort of balances out the Vegemite.
Okay, so it goes good with butter and it goes good with cheese on bread.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah.
I will try
that. Because it's very salty.
Yes.
So it balances out the sweet sort of like oily taste.
Okay. You know what I'm thinking? If I was going to make a comparison, I'm thinking if somebody was trying sushi and they've never tried it and they've never had wasabi before,
mm-hmm.
and
exactly.
you didn't tell them how to do it, and they thought it was like, okay, you just take a knife and you get some wasabi and you just slather it on a big piece of, you know, sushi and just pop it in your mouth, you're going to go ballistic. You know, I mean, you're going to like lose your breath for a few seconds, you know.
Hands up anyone who, when they first had sushi, thought that the little jar of wasabi was actually extra avocado.
Guacamole. You don't want to get those mixed up, yo.
Yeah, you really don't.
Oh, so you're speaking from experience then. Very nice.
Extreme experience.
Wow.
Oh, spicy avocado. Slather, slather, slather.
That's it's like life-changing.
Three bottles of water, please.
Oh, my gosh. That's horrible. So I think that's what happened. And so I took this big old bite because I was like, yeah, let's check it out. Boom. You know, Trish and I were all excited. Yay, we're eating Vegemite. It was so funny. I wish I had it on video. But the best I could do was click. We took a picture of each other while we were doing it. And just like, oh, my gosh. Trish was like, bah! So I will give it its due diligence. I will. I'll try to forget everything I've learned so far.
It takes some getting used to. It's a very strong flavor.
I want to like it because I get pissed at people that don't like poi, you know, and, because they only tried it once. You know, you got to give it a chance, try it with a meal, and poi is actually really good. And I think that's a perfect example of parallel. You know, it's like, well.
Like kimchi.
Yeah, kimchi. Cream. Exactly. I love kimchi. So if we can have kimchi, poi, Vegemite and wasabi, you know, we can like be global here and be able to tolerate all of the above, then I'd say we're pretty well cultured in our tastes, like literal
definitely
palate tastes. Yeah, but you gotta work on it, I guess.
Well, that's actually a perfect segue to our next story.
It should be.
I'm posting actually two things in the chat room now. It's by some excellent, excellent drawings that has been taking place over the past couple of days by Camilla.
Excellent, because hey. They feature you.
And you.
Uh-uh. I didn't see any of me.
Uh-huh. First link, sir.
Shut up. Nuh-uh.
Uh-uh.
Hey.
Hold that and a bucket of pig's feet.
I must have missed that one. Hang on. I saw yours, and that one. Those are awesome. Okay, it's going to take forever to load. Do a drum and bass version of Girl from Ipanema.
Do what you want, because a pirate is free. You are a pirate.
Holy crap! I didn't see this one! That's awesome, dude! She totally... She... She did the Vegemite with Trish going bleh and me going and the cowboy shirt and everything. Holy crap, that's awesome. I thought I saw all of her drawings. Sorry, I missed that one, Camila.
She got Trish perfectly, captured the moment, just like,
dude. I can't believe I missed that. That was Tuesday. Jeez. That's a
craziness.
How do you draw like that, man? Jeez.
We have our talent is in the speaking word and the sexual innuendo, or as I like to say, innuendo.
Innuendo. Yar, that's what the wench be saying.
Yar. So I'm saying those be great drawings. They be the finest drawings I be seeing on friend feed for many a day. Yar. And it features one of my beard and the lack of me beard. Arr.
Yar.
Yar. It's like always the Simpsons episode where they're going to the, where Marge is the listen lady. And she tells the sea captain, your Game Boy's gone. And he goes, arr. Arr.
That's awesome.
Dejected R. just while I mention it, did you like the fact I did this week's show notes in parody?
Yes.
I thought you'd appreciate that. Speaking of all things drawing and junk, a special guest, a good friend of the show, and me chat room just be breaking because me computer be a pile of shitar.
Is that the proper translation into pirate?
Yes.
For that?
Because we didn't be having computers. The shitar.
Very, very nice. Of course.
I'd be having a dodgy curry and I'd be sitting on the shitar.
A dodgy curry? I wish I could talk like you, dude. I wish I could talk like you. Oh, jeez. And then bust out the Pirate Day accent.
Well, I'd be speaking to the good captain, Mo Calamari, and he agree with me that we be rocking this pirate gig until 11:59 Hawaii time.
Oh, all the way through.
We get the weekend of pirates.
Yarr.
Well, the link I just be posting in the chat room, and I've slipped back into a pirate. That's what she said. Ahar. This weekend, the lovely Aiden, good friend of the show and lovely person to boot, she be doing a snail-a-thon. Ahar. To be raising money for Blame Drew's cancer. So
snail-a-thon.
All weekend she be drawing snails in a thon-like fashion. I've got nothing. So go and donate to the piratey goodness of the snail. Okay, I be getting my train of thought back after I take a swig of me coke.
Of me coke.
R.
Me hearties.
Okay, so everyone loves the Aiden snails, and everyone should be doing... Oh, sorry. Only 24 hours. I did not be giving her more work than she needed.
She's like, what the hell?
I be making a request. I be making a donation of $10 if Aiden can draw me the Dread Pirate snail arts. That didn't work. That sounded a lot better in me head because it was like rabbits. But snail arts. But you know what I'd be talking about.
I bet it was hilarious.
No. I withdraw that and I say I'd be making it $11 if she can be drawing me the Pirates of Snail Pants.
Snail Zants?
Yes.
Pirates of Snail Zants?
Pirates of Penzance?
Or Pin Snails? Snail Zants? The Snails of Penzance? I am the very mother lover mother major general.
And the scurvy dog, Stephen Perez, he be a ninja. He walk the plank. Arr. But I have to be careful that Peter don't get onto me for cruelty to animals, because he is a bunny. Arr. That's it. Pirates of Pen Snails. Arr. Arr, har, har.
Pens. Pens snails. Zzz. It's hard going from a Z to an S. Zzz. Zzz. Zzz.
Speaking of doing hard things. Arr.
Oh.
What a segue. I be giving a shout out to one of a very good person called John Hardesy. This week, he be going and doing tango lessons. Arr. But he ran into a bitch who would not dance with him.
What?
And yes, apparently she thought he was so bad she went and danced with another.
Aww.
But I say she is a bitch R. Oh. She has no class R, and I would like to kick her in the arse. There we go. We found it. Kick her in the arse. But I like to be saying, and I encourage this for everyone, that big ups to John Hard, because he be having the sack to be trying to do the tango.
Ba-dum, dun 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 dun. Dun 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 dun
dun dun
dun dun dun dun dun
dun dun dun
dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun
dun dun dun dun dun dun.
It's like, if you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. This is so not right. We're not going to make it to 1 year, are we?
No, that be coming up soon, next month. Arr.
Can we do it?
Yes, we can. Arr.
Okay, Obama, settle down.
No, I be doing Bob the Builder.
Oh, sure. Okay. Gotcha. So Obama's campaign was completely based on Bob the Builder?
Yar.
I didn't really think of it that way.
Yar. And Michelle Obama be Wendy.
You know, I don't really watch the show, so I guess I'll have to take your word for that.
Just on a side note, seriously, Wendy, stop screwing around, grab Bob, do the dirty business. I'm sick of you just walking around Bob, flirting with him. Bob's just playing with his tools all day and his trucks. He's have a close relationship with a cement mixer than you. You basically want to do it. Just drop tools, drop trowel, and get on the bad foot and do the good thing. Thank you.
Johnny Worthington, ladies and gentlemen. Wow.
So you look at it and it's like, it's... They're mentally doing it, but it's sort of like, it's like, ooh, thanks for the cup of tea, love. And it's like, that's okay, Bill. Bob, that's fine. Not a problem. Da 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 da. It's like, dudes, just screw already.
So you're saying there's sexual tension in children's shows?
There is. It's full of sexual tension. Like, Noddy and Big Ears, they slept in the same bed. Come on. They don't call him Big Ears for nothing. Bloody Bob the Builder and Wendy. That there's just two things. Bloody Marsha and Big Chris from Rory the Racing Car. It's like, come on. He's like, seriously? He calls him Marsha Love. And is like, no. This man has a close relationship with his karaoke machine. The fat controller and that steam hat. Seriously, let's get it on. It's just full of just... unrequited sexual tension.
What about the Speed Racer and Chim Chim? Silence.
See, I wasn't going into... Exactly, Bill points out, Mickey and Minnie, seriously, they need to rub ears.
Rub ears. What about... you'd like to bag on Dora the Explorer.
Careful, because Diego's the cousin.
Well, I know. That's why. I mean, do you see any tension there? Because that would be wrong on too many levels.
Well, after letting a 10-year-old young girl go out adventures with a talking, shoe-wearing monkey, I don't think you put anything past an incestual relationship with their cousin. And seriously, if you look at those things, the mother and father... in Diego on Dora the Explorer is different from Diego in the DVD. So there is a difference. So I don't know if he's adopted or if something like that, because the mummy and puppy who run the rescue center are different from Dora's mother or father's brother and sister, who are Diego's uncles in the Dora the Explorer one, where they have to go and save the puppy in the car and they drive over the monk and swipe and no swiping.
Awesome. What about Lazy Town?
I definitely think there's something between
Stephanie?
Pixel and Stephanie.
Oh, but Pixel? Okay.
Oh, no, there is romance there. It is hinted at. I think Ziggy wants to get into a dress. I reckon Trixie has unrequited love for Stingy, but Stingy won't give it up for anyone because everything is Stingy, so the only love he'll be giving to himself. And seriously, Sporticus is asexual because there's no lump there. He must tuck it or tape it or something. And here's and there's bloody Betsy and the mayor. They're virtually doing it. I mean, they're having a virtual relationship without actually doing the bad thing. And then there's Robbie Rotten. Just one thing on Robbie Rotten. It's always Robbie Rotten. At the end of the show, it's Robbie Rotten. I watched one the other night, and I must admit, it was an epic show. Rachel and I were actually cleaning up while the show was on. We stopped 10 minutes in because it was such an epic episode. Because Robbie Rotten was dressed up as a theater director, and he promised Stephanie that, Stephanie, there's a place for you in this dance studio, but you have to leave Lazy Town to go in this dance studio. So he thought if he can get rid of the pink girl, then he can get rid of Sporticus and everything can go back to being normal. So he tricks Stephanie into believing that her lifelong dream of becoming a dancer, he's offering something to her. And then he traps Sporticus, ties Sporticus up into a box, attaches two balloons to it, and it floats up in the air. Now, Stephanie drops out of the aeroplane, frees Sporticus, everything's fine, and then they get home, and then Robbie Rotten hops out of the plane, and his wig comes off, and it's like, everyone goes, oh, Robbie Rotten. And I'm like,
big
no,
surprise.
This asshole has not only screwed with your dreams, but put you in moral danger, and you go, oh, that scallywag. No, I'm sorry. Get Roddy Robbie Rotten, get fucking Swiper, put him up against wall, and put a bullet in their forehead.
The justice system in Lazy Town is pretty lax. He keeps they keep letting him go.
But there's no thing. They're just like, that he's a scallywag. No, he's not a scallywag. He's a fucking asshole.
Oh, crap.
I'm sorry. There are you can buy Robbie Rotten paraphernalia. That is not someone you want to sort of encourage kids to be like. I don't want to see kids going around going, maybe I could be dastardly and trick people. Like, no, that's not a high moral character you should be aiming for. You should be saying, dude, you're an asshole. Either get out of town or we're going to beat the living shit out of you.
So maybe we should hire someone to dress up like Stephanie and do the tirade, you know, the ending that never was. And fix it.
Yeah. Well, rather than...
She'll totally cuss the guy out.
Instead of at the end of every episode singing bing bang,
bing,
just
bang,
pull out a gun and go bing bang in Robbie's head.
Well, we could redo Big Bang, whatever it is, wiggle wiggle wum. Just change the lyrics to basically cussing that guy out.
Put bing bang, fucking put a cap in that orange, in that bloody purple and black jumpsuited ass. And seriously, there's a man who's on the tucker on the tape. He is so asexual, he's a Ken doll. He puts them to shame. I know, talk about Harry Highpant.
Oh, shoot. Welcome to Lazy Town.
Place that you want to stay.
Okay, so...
Where were we?
So how about that Kanye West?
Yo, like that. But Mark Wilson's rant was the best of all time. Best of all time!
Best of all time. I'm going to let you finish. But Mark Wilson was the best Thundercat ever. Ever!
Oh, wasn't this funny? This just made my week, the Kanye meme.
Oh, gosh.
There's so many good ones out there.
Yeah, I feel so bad for Taylor Swift, but she'll recover. She's awesome, as far as I can tell.
And here's the thing about that. If you're not, just say in a couple of years' time when we've had our own movie and we've released our albums and we're up at the VMAs, if someone like Taylor Swift was up on stage and you and I did not agree with the choice of selection of the award winner,
mm-hmm.
If you and I jumped up on stage, two large gentlemen would come over, snap our necks, and then throw us off the stage and then stamp on our heads again.
Yep.
Where was the security?
Well, apparently Homeboy wields quite a bit of clout and power, and people were like, oh, maybe this is part of the show, because with MTV, those shows are so crazy anyway that you never know if it's a bit or if it's for real. And so people probably thought it was a bit until it was too late.
Well, apparently talent excuses douchebaggery now.
I don't know, man. I don't think it excuses it, but I mean, they got rid of him. He was he was asked to leave, and you know,
here's the crazy thing. You want to call it. He was sitting down. Pink actually got up and walked over him to speak to him, and security guards stopped her from going anywhere near him.
Nice.
So bloody Taylor Swift's up on stage going, "You belong to me," and seriously, she was a better video than Beyonce for the female section because she played two characters, like, hello. And then Kanye gets up and everyone's like, oh, it's fine. Then Pink walks towards Kanye and he goes, ah! And two big security guards go, no, sorry. And they ask her to take her away. And I'm just like, dude.
I didn't hear that part. So I guess you get a different camera angle down in Australia.
Yeah.
Sorry, man.
Yeah. So, and that's the thing. It's like, Beyonce won the best video because it was the best video of the year. But there's different things, like there's FEMA, and anyway, it's all political. But in the end, he's just a douchebag. It's like once you're in the audience and you're not involved in a situation, just because you're a famous person or you're Kanye West doesn't mean you can just get up and say whatever you like. You're allowed to have an opinion, but an opinion's like assholes. Everyone has them, and they should be kept in your pants.
And there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Mighty and fine words from Mr. Worthington.
And the thing about Obama calling him jackass. Really? Shock. Did anyone ever stop to think? Two things that people need to consider when they rile against Obama calling him a jackass. One, was he actually being a jackass? And two, a reporter actually asked him the question. Now, if you're sitting down with the President of the United States and you're supposed to be the good, responsible reporter, what are you doing to ask him about Kanye West?
Because you want to make a name for yourself? And
exactly.
That's the big topic of the day?
Of course it was going to get a reaction. So, and even Obama knew it. As soon as he said it, you can see him looking around in the video and going, oh, shit, no one repeat what I just said.
Yeah, it happens to every president, I think. There's always like the hot mic, you know, that catches something that they thought was not going to be on public record. I mean,
well, you watch the Michael Moore film Fahrenheit 9/11. It's got the things where he's about to do the address, all the things beforehand.
Sure.
Yeah. So, I mean, it happens to everyone, but it's like, I mean, good on him. He Kanye or whatever. His name.
We can call him Cayenne because he's so hot. Ooh.
No, because he leaves a burning sensation in the pants. Good on him. I mean, I've heard a lot more people call him worse things than a jackass.
Did you hear his response when he came on Jay Leno's show?
No, I don't think we're getting the Jay Leno show yet.
Well, there's got to be something on it on YouTube. Unless those are blocked too.
No.
Or Hulu.
See, the great thing is that we don't get Hulu and we don't get NBC. We're not allowed to see it in Australia.
At all?
No.
Oh.
Not at all.
Well, how do you know about Leno and Conan and Brian and all that?
Because we get it because Foxtel, which is the Rupert Murdoch Australian pay TV service, pays a crap ton of money to show it on the Comedy Channel every night. We get it live, but I don't think they've started showing Jay Leno yet.
Oh, I see. Well, going back to what happened is that he was already scheduled to be a musical guest with Jay-Z and so forth and Rihanna. And so he was already there, and I guess he asked if he could say some words. And so he actually, before the musical performance, Leno had him come out and sit down, and they talked for a while. And it was weird because it turned out to be like a Barbara Walters interview, you know, where she's asking these hard-hitting questions that are trying to make the person cry.
If you were a tree, what type of tree would you be?
Almost. He asked Kanye, he was like, what would your mother think, or what would your mother say about your behavior the other day? You know, I think it was, you know, yesterday or at that point.
Yeah.
And I believe his mom recently died. And so it's like, he's just sitting there all quiet. He has no idea what to say. I mean, you know, it was kind of weird of Leno to do, but. But then again, I don't really care about Kanye, so they can throw him under 10 buses and I'd still watch, you know?
Yeah, well, if you're going to be outlandish, then outlandishness comes with some repercussions.
Yeah, I mean, you definitely saw him come down a few notches. Even in the musical performance afterwards, he was seemed like he was really laying low, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm not sure what the deal is with Jay-Z and Beyonce right now. Are they still together? I'm not.
Yeah, they're married.
Okay. Well, I mean, still together and all that. So, I mean, because basically he dragged Beyonce into this whole thing, right? Mm-hmm. You know? And that sucks for her, too. She handled it marvelously, but still, it's because of him that all this crap happened, right? And and then he's going to go and perform with Jay-Z. It's kind of like, you know, dancing and stuff next to him and like, hey, ho, hey, sorry I did that and messed up with your wife and all that. Hey, ho.
Well, hang on. Look, I'm not up on my rap wars or my or the beefs that people hold. I think that's what the young people call it these days.
Yeah.
But wasn't it a couple of weeks ago or a couple of months ago that Jay-Z was all like anti-auto-tune and basically the auto-tune cheerleader was Kanye West? So when did they cook the beef and eat it and there's no longer beef between them? See, I'm not down with the whole, yo.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not down with the whole yo.
I be a pirate. I not be a homeboy. Arr.
I'm not down with
Does
the
anyone
yo,
say homeboy anymore?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, even though we're ahead of you by a day, we're actually behind.
I believe that's homie for short.
Homie. What about peeps?
Sure. Yeah.
Is for shizzle still used in common?
That's
just turned up last week.
I use it as a joke. I mean, not for real. Not for rizzle.
Funderizzle?
Funderdizzle?
Yeah, I don't know.
Funderkizzle? Funderkizzle! Hizzle!
Snoop Doggy Dog.
Well, yeah, there's that too. Got the German version. We covered that with Aiden. That was hilarious.
Yes. And that's the whole thing. Like Kanye West saying, I'm gonna let you finish. And I immediately thought of Linus Torvald, who invented Linux. Going, what's he got against Linux? I was going to do one like that. But see, that's the thing. I woke up and I've gone, huzzah, I can use Bjork. So like, yeah, Bjork, I'm going to let you finish. And she'll go, I am already finished. But she's not finished. She's from Norway or Iceland.
Iceland.
No, so I had to find the next most recognizable person.
It would be like, you're like, hey Bjork, I'm going to let you finish. I'm going to let you finish. And then she'd be like, pizza.
So I was going to, as soon as I could find the Kanye PSD file, I was going to go, yo, Linus, I'm going to let you finish. And he turns and goes, I'm already finished. So someone hooked that up for me because I don't have time for the shopping today.
Dude.
Because I'd be a pirate. Ahar.
It was 24 hours. I mean, websites, domains, all that dedicated to this meme. It happened really, really fast. I mean, there are tons of posts, different mock-ups, you know, lol Kanye, I guess, is what they are now, or lol West, whatever you want to call it, are popping up all over the place. Some of them are pretty creative, some of them aren't. It's definitely entertaining.
The sad news of Patrick Swayze passing away?
That is correct. That happened this past
week.
Which
sucks because he's pretty important. Like he's like him and John Travolta and that, like that, made dancing masculine once again. Like he used to have like the Gene Kelly and the Fred Astaire, that like back then when someone danced, it was like, ha ha, hey, I can twirl around and then we can go out the back and have a cigarette and ha ha. And then that sort of went away, and then Patrick Swayze and sort of John Travolta brought that back. Anyway,
yep,
he passed away shortly afterwards, and so that meme started like, "Yo, Patrick Swayze, I'm gonna let you. I know you just died. I'm gonna let you finish. But Michael Jackson's death was the best of all time. All time."
Well, when you're trying to top everybody else with memes like this, then no holds barred, you know? It's they go and get all kind of really creepy and unclassy.
I've seen some people actually try to do some yo dogs.
Wow.
Some Kanye yo dog crossovers.
How would that work?
Yeah. It's sort of like I don't know. There was none noteworthy that I could remember, but
yo dog, I'm going to let you finish, but before you let you finish, I'm going to finish so you can finish.
And just in case anyone's wondering, I'm posting in the chat room there one of the greatest yo dogs ever.
What, the bicycle one? Oh no, the Matryoshka dolls.
Yes, I mean, I literally had tears pouring, and I had a coughing fit when I saw this one. It was just unbelievably funny. Just it's the look on Akivar. There we go. Akivar was right. It's the look on his face that made it perfect. That made it perfect.
Get that out of your way.
Arr.
I don't have hard evidence, but I believe we've mentioned Akiva's name like every episode of this podcast. I could be wrong.
That's what we say.
Arr. So anyway, that takes care of that. It's like Alex Albrecht mentioning his girlfriend back in the old days of Dignation.
And I believe coming up very like now is Jewish New Year, I think.
Is it?
I've tried to do some Googling of the actual what it actually is about, and I think it has something to do with New Year. I'm not 100% sure, but I know that I should be saying Lashana Tov? Lashana Tov? Is that right?
Sure.
Rosh Anna. Rosh Hashanah.
Rosh Hashanah.
Rosh Hashanah. And so I believe that's like Happy New Year. Yeah, it's like Jewish New Year or Jewish New Celebrations. So I just wanted to say to all our listeners who celebrate the Jewish religion, La Shanana Tova. I've just completely probably butchered that, but like Christmas and crappy presents, it's the thought that counts. Rosh Hashanah. Before we move on to our picks of the week, I want to ask you, sir, what's the creepy eyes all about?
Oh, you like that?
I remember seeing I, Justine doing this a couple of months ago.
She's copying the original. The original is this girl from Florida, apparently, who's pretending like she's Japanese, and she's given herself the name Maggie Bon. She just basically posts videos of herself just kind of staring at the camera, blinking, you know, looking all cute and whatever with these huge eyes, right? And and that's like really popular, especially like in Japan. I don't, you know, so she became a huge sensation and so on. But and I've seen it like a long time ago and I was like, oh, haha, that's funny. And then whenever it came up on the feed again and someone posted one of her videos, I could not stop laughing because I watched it again and I'm just like, this is just comedy gold. You know, I just, you know, hit a tickle bone or whatever you want to call it. And so I was like, dude, I have to do one of these. And so, because it would be even more ridiculous. I mean, how could, yeah, obviously. So yeah, I did that. That was how I was feeling at the time, to be as utterly ridiculous as possible.
That was awesome.
Maggie Bourne.
It's another one of those videos where you watch it and then it finishes and then there's like that 10 to 15 second period where you're still staring at the screen.
Blink.
And you
blink.
And then your brain finally catches up to you and goes, okay, now this is what we're going to do. It flicks on the orange light and we go to code orange and go, whoop, whoop, whoop. And little men come out with the brushes and start scrubbing your brain. Go.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, it's that was fun.
It was awesome.
I was hoping it would catch on and other people would post their own
versions.
But
I don't know how to do the eyes because I've got very deep-setted little beady eyes.
Glenn Campbell did one too, just so you know.
And not that I'm bitter or anything, but the teacher in high school who said I got ferret eyes, fuck you.
Nope. Thank you.
Yeah. No, she actually told me. My teacher said I had ferret eyes, so she can go and lick my sweaty ball sack.
Hmm.
Yes. I'm still bitter about it. I'm still bitter.
No. Really?
It's like, I mean, I can take it, but from a 3-foot midget.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, sorry about the profanity, but I be a pirate, so ahar.
Ahar.
Shall we move on to our picks of the week? Okay, I shall be going first. Yo, har, har, har. Mine be a pick by Mr. Josh Haley. Cause I can. Ha-ha.
Yar, you incestuous fool.
I'm sorry.
No, I not be doing my sister. I not be related to my wife.
Inside baseball, what do you call it?
I call that very, very difficult place to make love. Okay. I love baseball, but I don't love baseball. So, yes. The pick of the week. My good shipmate, Mr. Haley, you made a Ballistics Joe minifig.
Yes. And except, you know, just the disclaimer, it's homemade ballistics gel. At least that's what it was called on this website, which is basically just Knox gel. Knox gelatin, mm-hmm. But a lot of it and concentrated. So 3 boxes of Knox gelatin, which is 4 packets each, that's 12 little packets, makes up 3 ounces of powder, and that went into one minifig. And
it's awesome.
It was. It is no longer with us.
I saw that too.
Yeah, we took it out and we're, you know, having too much fun with it, I guess, and it started falling apart, and so we decided to give it a medieval death. Trish was getting into it. She held the knife, the pike that we just dropped it on. He put his head on a pike, and we're like, ugh. Oh, geez. Heaven help us.
So was it relatively easy to make?
Well, easy, yes, but you have to have patience. See, you take all the bat powder, right, and you slowly stir it into some cold water. You know, the right amount, of course. And then you just let it sit in your fridge for 2 hours. And then you take it out, and it's kind of hard, and you start cooking it. You basically slowly melt it. And you have to keep it a certain temperature. Don't let it go above 125 or 150 degrees. And, you know, get it back to a liquid form. And then pour that in the mold and put it in your fridge for 36 hours.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dedication.
Yeah. So I was just like dying. I was just like, come on, hurry up. You know, I put it in on Monday or Tuesday and took it out Thursday.
That's what she be saying. Yeah. Arr.
I was very impressed once it came out.
Yarr. That's what she be saying.
Why are we plagued with that's what she said? Everything we say. Oh my gosh.
I even be getting Rachel to be saying it now.
Every single thing.
We were making the bed before, and she came out with 2, that's what she says.
Wow.
Fine, when she be.
Fine. Arr. So it was a good test run. I don't know what I'm going to do with it next. Supposedly Trish is making brownies in the mold right now. I smell brownies. And so I'm looking forward to seeing the multiracial minifigs. Everything's been pretty light skinned so far. This one's going to be dark.
Yar.
And yummy.
And I be thinking, could you make... hang on. I have to explain this, so I'm going to drop the pirate for a second. Just say you were to take the mold and pour in a plaster cast. Could you, by making blanks and positives, eventually get to the place where you could cast a metal minifig?
I saw that comment of yours, and I guess so, because I don't know what that takes, but if you watch enough HGTV when these people make, you know, these interesting, you know, designs and so forth, they use these molds, and I don't know how to do that But yeah, I mean, I guess so. If you have the right stuff, it's probably expensive.
Oh, no, but like if you could take this and take it to a smelt, there's a guy around here I know who does bronze casts. And I'm just thinking, like, if we could somehow turn the mold into a positive and sort of flip it over so we could actually recast the mold into something like not clay, but the plaster stuff they use.
Yeah, something that can hold molten metal.
Yeah. We could actually make a metal minifig. Now that
would be so wicked.
That would be so full of win that I would have to go and get it registered at the Winology.
That would be the coup de Lego Gras.
And then Lego would turn off my door and go, "Excuse me, sir. Even we think that's a little bit too much.
You've crossed the line. We like that."
So, this afternoon, I'm having a barbecue with some friends. So I'm going to be going out and getting some cake mix because I haven't had a chance through the week to play with my molds. So I'm going to be making, I don't know what flavor yet, but something.
Yar. Yes, I can't wait to see your creations, your Lego army, and you get to do two at a time.
Well, Rachel's already gone. Well, we could make two cakes and sort of put them together. And I'm like, woman, it won't stand up under its own weight. Yeah, it's got little feet at the bottom. No, don't you know anything about structuralization of cakes? It's not going to stand up. Well, no, we can reinforce it somehow. And if we
put rebar in the cake.
So we had to
sneak it into prison.
We had this whole big debate about how we could form a double-sided Lego cake that would be able to support its own weight standing up.
Hmm.
So we're currently investigating that, how to actually do that in an edible form.
If you give up the idea of having a traditional cake, you know, that's just too bouncy and foamy, or you know, too flexible. Mm. But if you do brownies and cook it, you know, maybe too much, then that would actually have a better chance.
We will have to see.
Maybe. But then the other thing is, whatever you cook, the back, like the minifig's back, is going to be all puffed up and rounded because, you know, stuff rises when you bake it, right?
Yeah.
So you'd have to either smash it down or cut it to make it flat first, so that they go back to back well. Otherwise, it's going to be a disaster.
My family and Rachel's family have a long history of making our own cakes.
Hi, John.
We're quite ninja.
Sorry. I just saw John.
We have had many experience at making the cakes. My grandmother has always made me birthday cakes, so I know quite well about the cooking of the muffins. When I come to America, I shall make you my molten chocolate muffins, where I make the muffins, and then I cut the muffins in half, and I scoop the muffins up, and I pour in melted chocolate, and I seal the muffin back up, and then you eat it, and it has the warm, gooey chocolate inside.
Dude, that is so what she said. I was about to stop you. Hey, Johnny, I'm going to let you finish, but that's what she said. Wow.
Yar. I have nothing.
Well, that sounds pretty good. Or fudge. You know, anything that's, you know, or chocolate. Chocolate would stand up.
I have been sort of making my own chocolate kick. Tonight I'd be making a strawberry and chocolate tart.
Hmm.
So I get the tart casings, and me father-in-law grows the best strawberries in Australia. He really does. Hmm. I'm not just saying that because he's my father-in-law. They're bloody brilliant. They're so juicy you bite on it and dribbles down your chin. Mr. Haley?
That's what you said, yar.
Arr. And I be cutting those up, and I get the 85% chocolate, and I combine it with a double cream and a pinch of salt, and I be mixing, and I be pouring into the tartlets. And it hardens, so you have hard chocolate tart with strawberries. Shit, I pulled something then.
You okay?
I've strained a pirate muscle.
Sounds like Zoe did too.
Fine, don't worry. Uncle John's fine, it's all good.
Dude, you're upsetting the baby.
I've been sighing like a pirate.
You are a pirate.
And even my mother and my father today are trying to get into it. And you know how they do the, they, mom and dad try to join in and be all cool. They aren't cool.
See,
so they've been going, ahoy. And I'm like, yar, she be getting old. So that be my pick. Your epic Lego man.
Nice. So, you talked about Lazy Town and cake. Have you seen the song? It's a piece of cake to bake a pretty cake.
Yar, I love that song.
You gotta do the cooking by the book. No, you can't be lazy.
Have you seen the Little John remix of that?
Yeah, it's bad.
You have?
Yeah, it's bad.
What? Yeah. Okay.
It's bad.
What? Yar. But I love Lazy Town. I must admit, I do love it.
Yeah,
Buffer, I hardly knew her.
Then we'll have a cake. We gotta have it made. You know that I love cake. Finally, it's time to bake a cake.
The question is, they always go on about sports candy, yet they one of the most popular songs is about baking a cake. I'm like, hello? Unless it was a carrot cake.
My pick of the week, if you'll paste it for me into the chat room, is a new website, and I'm kicking myself for not starting this myself. And I give major props and kudos to Lindsay Donaghy for doing this. And it is doanybodyknow.com. She made a posterous site with her own domain. Many people are familiar with the Do Anybody Know meme.
Mm-hmm.
I had an idea where it started. I thought it was Monique, but apparently there was a post, I don't know if it's YouTube or somewhere else, some forum, where someone was asking about hairstyles, bulk curls or something instead of black. We'll have to figure that out as far as origin goes, but as far as right now, it's pretty big. A lot of people are using it, and a lot of people don't know what's going on when they see posts that start with "Do anybody know?" in all caps and misspelled "no," and the grammar altogether is of course horrible, but that's what makes it kind of funny. In fact, it makes it hilarious. I don't know what else to say about it. I just think it's so funny. I'm sure it'll get old someday, but for now it's just hilarious. So this website is set up for public participation. You email post at doanybodyknow.posters.com, and it will post your Do Anybody Know message. Of course, if you post something that is not in all caps and does not start with Do Anybody Know, it will probably get deleted, because that's how the site rolls. I just thought it was hilarious that that someone did that, and I'm glad that it was Lindsay, because she's awesome.
Will that be... Is that your pick?
That is my pick, and I'm sticking with it.
I am the very model of a modern major general. I've information, vegetable, animal, and mineral. I know the kings of England, and I quote the fights historical from Marathon to Waterloo in order categorical. I am very well acquainted too with matters mathematical. I understand equations both as simple and quadratical. About binomial theorem, I'm teeming with a lot of news.
Shall we move on to the moment of win?
Yes, let's move on. Didn't we have one early on? What was it?
Brass monkeys. It basically just holds balls.
Well, that's a possibility. Brass monkey. Mm. It's not just for holding your balls.
I think that'd be fine.
All right, so that's what we're going to do. People in the chat room,
be you ready, me hearties.
Yar. And Scurvy dog, standing by.
And brass monkeys are as pirate as they get.
We be going on the high seas in 3. In 2, in 1, and a post.
Yarr!
Lot of news. Got it. With the mini cheerful facts about the square of the hypotenuse.
The mini cheerful facts about the square of the hypotenuse. The mini cheerful facts about the square of the hypotenuse. The mini cheerful facts about the square of the hypotenuse.
Well, sir, shall we be sailing this ship into port so we be letting our good crew be going to continue their Friday night frivolity.
Aye, Captain, aye.
Arr. Okay, well, I be thanking all of ye for joining us on this The Good Ship Thundercat, episode 48. It has been a voyage. Before we go, I shall be speaking about our sponsor, Mr. Moo Cards. Arr. They be fine little cards for leaving your piratey business cards in all its goodness. If ye go to the top of our chat room, or ye go to our website, ye will find an affiliate link that will take you to Moo Cards. If ye be so inclined to get some cards, or some stickers, or some postcards, or some business cards, or some Moo Cards, or even some Moo Card holders, cards, anything you be buying through the affiliate link will be giving us a little bit of help for the bandwidth, which costs us lots of moolar.
Yar, dollars.
Dollars. So yar. Yar, yar. Arr. So thank you to Moo Cards, and if you can, help us out. Thank you all. And if you be wanting to find where we be tied up, and I say that in the shipping sense, not in the kinky sense with the masks.
Sure you do.
We be found at only after hours, sir.
Oh, that's right. That's Thundercats After Dark.
No, Thundercats After Dark.
After Dark.
We can be found at Thundercats.com. That be with two Fs for the awesome.
Yarr.
And if you be looking for me, I can be found at friendfeed.com/JWellington.
And I at friendfeed.com/JoshHaley.
Yarr. And also, too, if you be wanting to call us up on the telephone, yarr, our number be 682-233-2287 and leave us a voicemail or a massage.
We can get a massage on voicemail?
Yes. After the beep, there's always a happy ending.
Nice. Arr. After dark.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We be working blue after we tied up in dock.
Or you can send us a email to
yar.
Thundercats@gmail.com. Two Fs.
@gmail.com. Two Fs for awesome. So yes, everyone, thank you for being on this most interesting of voyage. I bid you happy Talk Like a Pirate Day. And there's nothing wrong with talking like a pirate. And it's only for a day.
Fi fiddle dee, yet it hit the big gaggy, shabba 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 da dee, you are a
pirate.
Yar.
Yar har fiddle dee dee. Oh, now I be forgetting the words.
And then she'd bust out the disco beat.
If you want fantasy, you are a pirate.
Okay. Yeah.
And if anyone be wanting to steal this podcast, it be free, so you cannot be pirating it. Ahar. But when we be able to make millions of dollars off this, you will have to deal with the RIAAR.
So go download an illegal download. Arr. Grab a Britney Spears song and do two bad things at once. Yar.
And downloading the Britney Spears is two things. One, you be stealing the track. And two, you be listening to a Britney Spears. And may the Kraken drag your ass to hell.
To Davy Jones' locker.
Yar. Seriously, what is in the locker? Is it sweaty jock straps?
I think it's brass monkeys. Holding balls.
Do what you want, cause a pirate is free. You are a pirate.
Yar, har, fiddle-dee-dee. Being a pirate is a wretched thing. Do what you want, cause a pirate is free. You are a pirate.
You are a pirate. We got us a map to lead us to a hidden box that's all locked up with locks and buried deep away. We'll dig up the box. We know it's full of precious booty. Bust open the locks and then we'll say hooray.
If you love
to sail
the sea, you are a pirate.
Weigh anchor!
Yar, har, fiddle-dee-dee.
what you want, cause a pirate is free. You are a pirate. Are you a hoy in the past? Dinky to dirt and to dinky to fast. Hang the black flag at the end of the mast. You are a pirate. We're sailing away. Adventure waits on every shore. We set sail and explore. And Ren and Jim all day. We float on our boat until it's time to drop the anchor. Then hang up our coats until we sail again.
Aloha!
Oh no. And scene.